Welcome to Poemify Podcast. At Poemify Podcast, we give you the best of African poetry, music, and creative arts discussed. In other words, we amplify and redefine African literature. Once again, welcome to Poemify Podcast. Happy listening.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Poemify Podcast. You're all welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Apologies for the long break, but guess what? We are back and ready to serve you with premium content, amazing episodes with all our creatives. Now, for the benefit of those tuning in for the first time, what is Poemify Podcast all about? Now, Poemify Podcast is a poetry and art talk show podcast where we celebrate the beauty and diversity of African arts. We feature interviews with African artists, poets, and other creatives who draw inspiration from the rich cultural heritage of Africa. Yeah, you get it. Now, if you're a lover of art, poetry, and African culture, this podcast is for you. Yep. Now, tune in to our podcast and join us on this exciting journey of discovery and creativity. I am Oluwatosin Isaac, and I am your host. I talk, I write, I sing, I act, but now I talk. Now, on today's episode, Mr. Iwu Jeff, who is a creative, will be joining us as we discuss his recently published book titled Verdict of the Gods. Yep, you heard right, Verdict of the Gods. So, are you ready? Well, I am. Are we? Let's go! Alright, good evening. Welcome to today's podcast, Jeff. It's nice having you around, honestly, here on Poemify Podcast, and I'm your host, Oluwatosin Isaac. Would want to know more about you, so please introduce yourself. Who exactly is Jeff?
My name is Jeff Iwu. Jeff Iwu is a writer. He is a poet, he is a playwright and a novelist, and also a researcher in the field of African literature, a literary critic and editor. And Jeff Iwu is a graduate of English and Literary Studies from Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, and he is presently in University of Nigeria, Osaka, studying for a master's degree in English and Literary Studies. So, I'm an author, the author of the book Verdict of the Gods, a drama, and the author of the book Files of the Heart, a novel, and other upcoming books that are on the pipeline. So I'm a trained teacher of English and literature in English with a Nigerian certificate in education from Federal College of Education, Kotangora. I grew up in the north, although I wasn't born in the north anyway. But I grew up in the north. I was born in Aba, Abia State, Nigeria, but later moved to the north with my parents. So I grew up in the north, studied in the north, but presently I am in the east, in Soka precisely, Enugu State. Okay.
That's a nice introduction, honestly. I cut cap for you, I remove cap for you. So you're a poet. So like maybe one day like that, now I'll be like, please though, can you just write a poetic book on Dodo, because my favorite meal is Dodo, and you now write one nice book on Dodo. I'll be the happiest person. Amo, you're not now abeg bagbe, forget sanu ya aiki ya gida. How every that's nice. So before we go right into the book Verdict of the Gods, can you please tell us your writing routine? Do you just wake up and just look at the sky and just get inspiration? I mean, you sit down outside and hear the birds chirp. What is your writing routine? What exactly, how is your writing routine like?
Okay, writing routine. Okay. Do I really have a stable writing routine? As in a stable writing routine? Well, the thing is, writing is something that flows out of your inspiration. It flows out of inspiration. A lot of things inspire a writer, and sometimes you might be sleeping in the night, and then you are woken by an horrible dream, and then you decide to write something about that. Sometimes you might be moving on the way, and then you see something that inspires you. You decide to write something about that. Writing can take place at any time, so there is no specific routine on that. But personally, I am someone that writes every day, every single day. If I'm not writing, then I should be reading something new to improve on my writing. So writing every day, it could be in the morning, it could be in the afternoon, it could be in the evening time, depending on my daily schedules of activities, so I just make sure that I write something, just write something every day. It doesn't matter the length of what you're writing, but you just have to write something every day, because as a writer, that is how you improve. We improve by writing constantly and by reading. A creative writer is a creative reader. You read and you write, you read and you write. By the time you keep on reading and writing, you improve in your writing. So for me, there is no specific schedule or routine for my writing. I just write when I am free to write.
Thank you so much, Jeff. That's a lot. So we learn every day. I've noted that down, so that every day I'll put more effort into my writing, because me too, I want to write something about boo, and maybe I'm gonna share with you. All right. Okay, next question. What are your hobbies? Is it only writing? Are you can sing, or you dance? What are your hobbies? Can you share with you first? Let's know.
So you mean, what are my hobbies? Oh, hobbies. Wow, interesting. I like talking about that. At first, one of my hobbies is cooking. Cooking. I don't joke with that. I like cooking. So cooking is one of my hobbies. Another one is traveling. I'm a traveler, travel to different places. Traveling, they say, is a part of the education. It's a way we learn new things through traveling. And another of my hobby is gisting with friends here and there. I love gist a lot, because through gist you get to interact with people, and then also get experiences of people which you put down into your writing. And lastly, the hobby is reading and writing. I always talk about reading and writing as one, because you can't take one away from the other. So I see reading and writing as one hobby that goes. So the hobbies are in this order: cooking, traveling, gisting with friends here and there, and reading and writing. Yes, I think that's enough. These are enough hobbies for someone like me.
Wow, I like it a lot. I love traveling. It's just that I'm waiting for the time, we're gonna travel the world, mostly just to taste delicacies, to try new things, look at new places, experience new activities, and meet new people. I like it. I feel you. Okay, that's nice. I love this thing too. I love this thing a lot, a whole lot, and that is great because you can rub minds with your friends, you can get a lot of things, you can learn a lot of things. Ah, it's a whole lot. I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad these are your hobbies because they are fun. So moving on to the book Verdict of God. When I first saw the title Verdict of the God, I was like, gang, what is it all about? What are the gods up to? And then as I went through the book, I was like looking at what was written in. So what inspired you to write this book? Because the book blew my mind away. Honestly, my eyes were glued to it. The Bible verses, how you linked the gods with human relationship and all. Please, what inspired you to write the book?
The book Verdict of the Gods. Well, a lot of people have asked me the same question. They keep asking, what inspired you to write the book Verdict of the Gods? And they link it up to with the interaction the gods had with humans in the text. Well, I would always say this, the book Verdict of the Gods, my mama inspired the writing of the book. Yes, my mom inspired the writing of that book Verdict of the Gods. Funnily enough, the book was written when I was still a student of Federal College of Education, Contangora, Niger State. That was in the year 2012. I think I was a first year student then, first year student of English and Literary Studies. Before I go further, I'm from Imo State. From Ijaba local government precisely, and that is reflected in the book too. You hear about the girls in the book, Eziakwo and Njaba. Those are actually historical to where I come from in Imo State. They are historical to where I come from in Imo State. So, back to my mama as a source of inspiration to the writing of the Verdict of the Gods. I am someone who pays attention to things. I pay attention to everything, observation, and everything my eyes see. The inspiration to write this play came after a conversation I had with my mama one morning. She had told me stories about some of the things that were believed to have happened in our community. Like I said, that was in the year 2012. I was still a first year student then. So I knew little about my community because I didn't grow up in my community. I grew up in the north. So that conversation I had with my mama blew off my mind. So I began to ask her so many questions. And she answered my questions. Then I decided something. I said, mama's stories made me think deeply about our country, because she told me stories of the things that happened in our community that was a very long time ago, and some of these things that she said we wouldn't say if they are true or false, but they were really interesting. So the stories made me to think deeply about our country, to think about the leaders, to think about the state of the citizens of Nigerian society. So after thinking of these things, I told her something. I said, mommy, I will put these things into writing. And that was how the journey into writing Verdict of the Gods started. The stories I heard, my observations, everything put together transformed into the play Verdict of the Gods. Okay, the book Verdict of the Gods, what is the book about? Well, The land is on fire. The gods are silent. The people do not know their offense. Everyone becomes a suspect. And everyone becomes a sacrifice. And everyone becomes a crime. That is what happens in the book, Verdict of the Gods. The play, Verdict of the Gods, written by Iwu Jeff. It is a tragic play that reminds us of our origin as Africans, and it takes us back to our belief system. They believe in the gods phenomenon and art of talking with gods, which can never be detached from our way of socialization stemming back to time immemorial. The play depicts man as a lost sheep whose steps are retracted from the path of his creator, the gods. And this brings man into a calamitous state, a state where he has to pay price for going against the will of the gods. So the play, the setting is the land of Achara, the land of Achara in their states, of calamity, and the king making all efforts to see that the land is delivered from the disaster that is already on it. Bringing the book home, the play is a symbolic representation of our country Nigeria in disaster, and it shows an ill and famished society, a society that is hungry, a society that thirsts for change. It shows a society that is in dear need of a savior, one who would pay the price to extricate her from her political shackles, one who would pay the price to restore her to her lost glory. So from this play, it is mirrored that all we face in this country, the unpleasant events and shadows of death, all of these things are brought upon us by the cruel attitude of our leaders. So our society is indeed ill. Our society is suffering from the greed, from the killings, from corruption that are put upon us by our leaders. And all these things anger the gods. So Verdict of the Gods, a play, calls for a concerted effort or attempt to face our challenges, and for us to address all these challenges holistically. It is our responsibility to make our society habitable. It is our responsibility to free our society from doom. It is our responsibility to bring change. All these things are things that are depicted in the play Verdict of the Gods, using the king Ezo Bioha, who is the central character of the play.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I know how frustrating it can be when you're in a dilemma, when you're in a fit and your back is against the wall and you still cannot find solutions to the problems on ground. That's a whole lot. And the book captured every aspect. I loved the twist, especially the part of we must all eat what we've prepared, the meal we prepared, swallowing each morsel with every taste of bitterness. That part got me. So thank you so much. Now on to the next question. What did you learn when writing the book? I know that maybe the journey so far along the way, you learned something. So what exactly did you learn from the book? I guess we'll have to say thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama, so much. Thank you for your stories, because your stories birthed this book, Verdict of the Gods. Oh, it's a long way coming, and you've answered my next question of whom inspired the book, and you said it's your mother. Okay, for the benefit of those listening and for me, please, can you just tell us a little about the book? What's the book about?
Okay, the publication of Verdict of the Gods. Well, every writer would be happy to see their work published. But it is a popular saying, a popular belief, that nothing good comes easy. The journey into the publication of Verdict of the Gods wasn't smooth at all. It wasn't smooth at all. Like I said, I started writing the book towards the end of 2012 as a first year or 100 level student of a College of Education. Then made my research, gathered information, traveled to know my settings, ask questions here and there. So I made a different drafts for the play. Before I gave it out to my first reader, I had written about 3 to 4 different drafts. So by 2015, I started making attempts to send to publishers. Some were popular publishers in the country, and some foreign publishers too. But not surprised, I got rejections, and I got acceptances too. But the acceptances came with ridiculous and unfavorable conditions. Then I had no resources to sponsor my publication. So what I needed was a traditional publishing contract. A publisher here in Nigeria had even asked me to send my work for assessment. And after this, they sent a rejection with the claim that they don't publish plays. You know, so many publishers in the country, especially the traditional publishers, some of them don't publish plays. Some don't publish plays. So a particular publisher too that I contacted after making my consultations, they concluded on me selling my manuscript to them. Particular publisher concluded that they've assessed the manuscript and they love the story, but they would like me to sell the manuscript to them. I wasn't in a hurry to publish it, so I kept my work. I debunked the idea of selling my manuscript. Sell my manuscript. How will I sell my manuscript to them? But I discovered something, that none of the foreign publishers I sent my work to rejected it. None of the foreign publishers rejected it. Rather, I rejected their publishing contracts due to the conditions attached to their contracts. So this gave me courage. It gave me courage. The acceptances were more than the rejections. So one of my happy moments was when I submitted two of my works for a literary contest in 2017. A novel I had written and the play Verdict of the Gods. That was the 2017 Green Author Prize, organized by the Abuja based Words, Rhyme and Reading Publishers, whose CEO is Samson Kokobo. In 2018, to my surprise, I was announced to have won in the two categories I submitted for. The two categories, the novel category, my novel Fires of the Heart won, and the play category two, Verdict of the Gods. But the play Verdict of the Gods wasn't published. They only accepted to publish Fires of the Heart. So I became stronger and courageous the more. So I read my manuscript and I kept on improving on it. I kept on working on it until I became ready for the publication in 2020 by Transconventional Publishers in Abuja. So for writers who are interested in publishing their work, like the up and coming writers who are interested in publishing their work, they shouldn't relent their effort. They have to just keep on searching and searching and searching. There are lots of publishers out there. Just go online, check out for publishers who would accept or reject the work. There is no harm in trying, and that rejection shouldn't be a discouragement to any writer. Rather, it should tell you that there are so many things you need to work on in your work. You might just be lucky that one of the publishers might later accept the work. That is how it goes. It is not easy out there. It's not easy out there. I know what so many writers pass through in order to get their works published, but we have to keep on moving. We have to keep on moving.
Okay, to aspiring writers listening to us, right? Rejections should not discourage you. Rather, it should be an encouragement to keep on moving, to keep on growing, to keep have the fire burning and to keep those pens quibbling, no, you should not give up on your dreams. The road is not smooth, but that should not be the end for you. At the end of the tunnel, there is a light. There is a light. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you so much for being honest. Thank you for your story. We're so grateful. I am pumped up. I am encouraged to do more, even if things don't work out at the particular times I want them to. I know at the tail end, everything will come out smooth. So we're so grateful. Now, to the next question. Did the book make you like the team more or less? Like, did it make you pumped? Did the book at the tail end, after writing it and being published, did it make you like the team more or less?
Okay, the writing process of the book taught me a lot of things. Taught me a lot of things from the beginning to the end of the book. And even as it is that the book is published, I'm still learning a lot of things from this book. From the writing process, it taught me patience, it taught me perseverance, and then it taught me that one has to keep on moving, one has to keep on pushing until the goal is accomplished. And then looking at the characters of the book, each of the characters taught me something, starting from the king. His life should be a reflection of our society. His life should serve as a mirror to our leaders in the African society, for them to learn from him. And other characters in the book too taught me so many things. So I learned patience, I learned perseverance, I learned to push ahead. And then the writing process as well taught me to be a better researcher, because I had to research on so many things, research on the African cosmology, research on the African belief system, research interviews with elders and the rest of that. And the writing process of the book also made me to be smarter in everything that I do. So it was really interesting. Verdict of the Ghost, writing Verdict of the Ghost was fun for me. It was fun for me because the writing process, the characters, everything came with their own special lessons. That is just it.
Okay, thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you so much. It's been quite an amazing time having you here with me. I am so happy. I am glad to have you here sharing your story, your inspiration, your struggles, and everything that you passed through in bringing this beautiful play to life, Verdict of the Gods. Last question before we drop the mic. What advice do you have for wannabe writers and authors? What do you have to say to us who want to venture into this line, want to write something, to pen down our thoughts? What advice do you have for us?
Okay, to the aspiring writers, I believe this: success comes to the prepared mind and to the prepared hand. I believe that with hard work, continuous learning, self-belief, success awaits every writer. With hard work, continuous learning and self-belief, success awaits every writer. So if we work hard and keep learning and keep believing in what we do, we'll be successful in everything we do. So today, aspiring writer, what I will say is this: keep writing and writing until your pen becomes an enterprise of knowledge. Don't relent in what you do. Don't relent in what you do. Success comes to the prepared mind. So there are still many untold stories to tell in Africa. Not even 1% of our stories have been written. So as a young writer, we keep learning, keep working, and finding our voice to take us far. As young writers, we have to keep learning, we have to keep working, we have to keep finding our voice to take us far. Again, I will say this, keep writing until your pen becomes an enterprise of knowledge. Okay, the theme of the book, well, a writer is always happy when a published work gets the attention it deserves from the readers mainly. Okay, on the theme of the work, the thing is, there are so many things that are written in that book which the interpretations came after the publication through the reviews and the critical works written on the book. I was able to get more interpretations to this work through my readers. Although there were some things that are written there which were consciously written, there were others too that were unconsciously written. But then reviews from critics and other book lovers helped to shed more light to some of these things. And reading these things as a writer, they exposed me more to the themes in the work. And I think I like the themes. I like the themes of the work. The major theme is already there, and there are other themes which are coming up through reviews and through critical analysis, some coming from academics and some coming from people who are just literary lovers. So I love the theme of the work, and I love what it intends to achieve in the society. It's nice.
And it's a wrap. Thank you so much, Jeff. It's nice having you around on this platform, sharing your stories, your struggles, and most of all, giving us advices. Upcoming aspiring writers, wannabe writers, authors, thank you so much. Thank you for telling us how hard work and persistence and consistency would pay off. So we are grateful. For those who want to get The Verdict of the Gods, it has been recently published on the Poemify bookstore. You can get it with just shikini money. I tell you, you would enjoy this book. You enjoy it. From a wannabe writer to other wannabe writers, please get The Verdict of the Gods. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you. Have a great night. Bye.
It is a pleasure speaking with you, Tosin. Bye. Bye. Thank you very much. Bye.
And that's all on today's episode. I hope you enjoyed yourself, because I did too, and I learned something. Never give up. Never give up on your dream. Imagine this lady talk, he has been writing his book. So nothing comes easy. And you should never give up on your dream, because at the end, you would regret it. This is for all the upcoming or aspiring writers. Please do not give up on your dreams. Keep fighting, because there's light at the end of the tunnel. Now for next week, the mad writer would be joining me. Yeah, the mad writer. So if you want to know more about him, you have to tune in next week, because I will have a swell time with him, and I want you to join us and learn one or two, because he's a creative. He is a writer, and one of his books has been recently published also. You don't want to miss it for anything. See you next week. Bye.